USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New Orleans police say 11 people were shot this morning in the city's famed French Quarter. Two of the victims are in critical condition at this time. There is no further information on their conditions. No arrests have been made at this time. Police say the motive is still unclear. The shooting took place on a busy commercial block of Canal Street and near many hotels. Police said the investigation is ongoing. Thousands of people took to Hong Kong streets this morning in a new wave of pro-democracy protests, but police fired tear gas after some demonstrators hurled bricks and smoke bombs, breaking a rare pause in the violence that has persisted during the last 6 months. The rally followed two other marches as protesters sought to keep the pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after the recent win by the pro-democracy camp in the district councils and the gaining of U.S. support for their cause. Police estimated that over 60,000 people attended the rally. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Democrat Joe Biden has launched an 8-day bus tour of Iowa. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The former VP pledging he'll win the February Iowa caucuses, despite recent polls suggesting that his standing there has slipped a bit lately. Biden is also using the splits in the nation's first caucus state to detail plans for creating jobs and revitalizing the economy in rural and agricultural areas.
20% of Americans live in rural America. And the fact of the matter is, it should be a vibrant part of our economy, and it can be, and it will be under my administration.
Lately, national polls have shown Biden slightly behind Pete Buttigieg. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee are searching for four teenage boys, two of whom are accused of murder, who escaped custody in their juvenile detention center. They escaped during a work detail when their supervisor went to handle a fight that broke out in a different part of the facility. It took about 35 minutes for authorities to realize the young men were gone. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New Jersey hospital says it gave a kidney to the wrong patient. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Mars.
A New Jersey hospital saying they did give a kidney to the wrong patient. Officials at Virtua Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden say a 51-year-old patient underwent a very successful kidney transplant. The problem is the kidney they received was supposed to go to a different patient, higher on the transplant list, a patient who had the same name and was about the same age. Hospital officials became aware of the mistake the following day. They say the patient who was expecting the kidney did end up having a successful transplant the following day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the world's effort to stop climate change has been, quote, utterly inadequate, and so far the global danger could pass the point of no return. Speaking before the start of tomorrow's two-week International Climate Conference in Madrid, the UN chief said the impact of rising temperatures, including more extreme weather, is already being felt around the world, with dramatic consequences for humans and all other species. He noted the world has the scientific knowledge and technical means to limit global warming, but is lacking the political will. Delegates from almost 200 countries will try to put the finishing touches on the rules governing the Paris Climate Accord. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.